With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Associated Press declared that Republican Donald Trump won Wisconsin and with it a return to the White House once it determined that remaining uncounted votes, mostly from the greater Milwaukee area, would not be enough to allow Vice President Kamala Harris to overtake Trump. With nearly all of the vote counted early Wednesday, the AP declared Trump the winner of Wisconsin's 10 electoral votes, enough to push the former president past the 270-vote threshold needed to retake the presidency. Winning Wisconsin, Michigan, and Pennsylvania had been the vice president's most straightforward path to victory, but the AP had already declared Trump the winner in Pennsylvania. Republicans retained key congressional seats in Wisconsin with a third race still undecided early Wednesday. U.S. Representative Brian Steil won re-election to a fourth term representing southeast Wisconsin. He defeated Peter Barca, the last Democrat to hold the seat, in 1995. Former gas station chain owner Tony Wye defeated Democrat Kristen Lierley to win an open seat representing northeastern Wisconsin. The seat was vacant after Republican Mike Gallagher resigned earlier this year. In western Wisconsin, Republican U.S. Representative Derek Van Orden was trying to fend off a Democratic challenger Rebecca Cook. Van Orden was leading with 51.4% of the votes counted. 99% of the votes had been tallied. Republican incumbent lawmakers in northern Wisconsin are holding on to their seats. AP called the races for several districts last night. Congressman Tom Tiffany was reelected to the 7th Congressional District in Wisconsin. He was first elected to the seat in 2020. State Senator Mary Felskowski was reelected to the 12th Senate District, which is much of northwestern Wisconsin. District 34 Representative Rob Swearingen, District 35 Representative Calvin Callahan, District 36 Representative Jeff Mersaw, and District 68 Representative Rob Summerfield are all Republican incumbents who won re-election in Northwood State Assembly districts. In District 74, Republican incumbent Chance Green won with 62.5% of the vote. Tammy Baldwin appears to have won her race for the U.S. Senate. With 98.5% of the votes counted, Baldwin led Eric Hovde by 49.3% to 48.6%, a margin of nearly 16,000 votes. Wisconsin's hotly contested U.S. Senate race that pitted the two-term Democratic incumbent Baldwin against Hovde. The millionaire businessman is backed by former President Donald Trump and poured millions of dollars of his own money into the contest. Baldwin ended her planned victory party in downtown Madison without taking the stage. Republicans gathered at a nearby Hovde party, anticipating a race call. Republicans seized control of the U.S. Senate late Tuesday after flipping Democratic-held seats in Ohio and West Virginia. Baldwin said in a statement, "It is clear that the voters have spoken and our campaign has won." Republicans emerged from Tuesday's elections still in complete control of the Wisconsin legislature, overcoming new district boundaries that Democrats had hoped would give them a chance at finally making major inroads in both chambers. As of early Wednesday morning, the GOP held 6 of 10 Republican Senate districts up this cycle, ensuring themselves of at least 18 seats of a majority. Democrats had managed to flip one district, ending the Republicans' 22-seat supermajority. Democrats had better luck in the Assembly, flipping a handful of districts. As of early Wednesday morning, Republicans still had amassed at least 50 seats, guaranteeing them control. Wisconsin voters approved a constitutional amendment in Tuesday's election that prohibits foreign nationals from voting in the state. Republicans across the country have been pushing voters to adopt constitutional amendments that explicitly prohibit non-U.S. citizens from voting. The move was spurred by the District of Columbia and municipalities in California, Maryland, and Vermont allowing non-citizens to vote in local elections. The Wisconsin Constitution states that every U.S. citizen who is at least 18 can vote. The amendment revises that language to read that only U.S. citizens can vote in federal, state, and local elections held in Wisconsin. Democrats have defended control of the Michigan Supreme Court after an expensive campaign season with reproductive rights as a key issue. Republicans needed to win both seats up for election to flip the Democrats' 4-3 majority. Court races are nonpartisan, but candidates are nominated at party conventions. Democrats and allies frame the races as key to protecting reproductive rights in Michigan, even though abortion was enshrined in the Constitution in 2022. The Oneida County Health Department has been working to vaccinate residents against the flu and COVID. That effort brought them to the polls Tuesday. WXPR's Katie Thorson explains.
The Oneida County Health Department encourages people to get their seasonal flu and COVID vaccinations. They offer vaccinations at the health department in Rhinelander. Nurses have also been all over the county setting up vaccination clinics at churches, libraries, schools, and businesses.
We really try hard to meet people where they're at. Some people just don't have time to come to us.
That's Oneida County Public Health Nurse Jen Tenhara. She was one of the nurses vaccinating people at the Hodag Dome Tuesday. The dome was also the polling place for Rhinelander residents. Melissa Brenner is another public health nurse that was vaccinating voters.
This is really a good thing to have everything one-stop shop. Vote, get your vaccine, head home, relax for the day since it's rainy.
While not all voters chose to vaccinate, the health department says they were vaccinating people steadily throughout the day. Nurses were at the polls for as long as they were open. Tenehara says by making vaccinations more accessible, they can boost vaccination rates and protect more people.
People are busy. You know, we're all busy. And if we can get them where they work or where they're picking their kids up from daycare, it really helps to get people vaccinated that might not take the time to do it otherwise.
The Oneida County Health Department takes many types of insurance. They also have vaccines for people that are under or uninsured.
Just to keep themselves and their families, loved ones, healthy this season, respiratory illness season, whether it's flu, COVID, RSV, pneumonia, we're all going to see all those types of illnesses throughout this winter.
The health department has a walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 8:30 to 4. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson in Rhinelander.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.